It's time for the Senior Report on the Adult Information Network, and it's brought to you by Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy. My guest today is Dr. James Bohr. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Today, we've got some questions about COVID-19. And the big question is, Dr. Bohr, has COVID-19 run its course, and can we just stop worrying about it for now?
Well, it really would be tempting to say yes, because the virus is so low in our area. We have almost no active cases, and I've certainly relaxed. Now that I've had my vaccine, I don't wear my mask most of the time, and I don't worry much about where I'm going, about going into large crowds. But I think the answer is no.
But what? Is that not the end of the story?
We don't know what the end of the story is going to be. This virus can still change, and it is still changing. And it is likely that what happened in India, where they had the huge surge, is that the virus changed enough to make it spread more easily.
So can this virus, Dr. Bohr, come back here as it did in India?
It could. It isn't just in India, but many places in South America and also especially Africa are looking at increased spread because they have so few people vaccinated there.
And so how did we get so well vaccinated compared to them?
Well, two things. We're not really vaccinated enough. We're not out of the woods yet. We still have enough unvaccinated people to fuel the spread of the virus if it comes back from the wrong traveler with the wrong mutant. The other answer is, why do we have more, is money talks. And the rich countries were able to buy more vaccine than the poorer countries. I think I heard recently that 70% of the vaccine given so far was given in just 10 countries. So we still have about 50 to 60% people vaccinated, and many poor countries are still about 10% or so.
So, Dr. Bohr, we've all heard about it, that none of us are really safe until the whole world is safe. So what's being done now to get these other countries some vaccines?
Well, over a year ago, the World Health Organization, their immunization department called Gavi, there's all kinds of alphabet soup, WHO, UNICEF, Gavi. You have to look on their website to understand all those letters. But they decided that this would be a problem even when the vaccine became available in the rich countries, because those countries can afford to make the vaccine free and the poor countries can't. So they created a program called COVAX, C-O-V-A-X, and they got funding through the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation and various governments to buy supplies and arrange the distribution. So COVAX is doing their best to getting the vaccine supplies and sending it out to the remote areas, which, of course, is very difficult where you don't have always good refrigeration or even reliable electricity all the time.
That's for sure. Well, is there anything now that we can do to help this along? We certainly don't want to run the risk of another outbreak because of something going wrong on the other side of the world.
Well, the most important thing is, if you haven't had your vaccine yet, get it now. There's not a shortage of vaccine. It isn't going to help the supply in the third world by us not getting it. So we've got to get our vaccine. And then long term, whenever you have a chance to put in a good word for the international organizations like World Health Organization, UNICEF, put in a good word and support them. This pandemic taught us a lot about how interconnected the world is. 15 months ago, we heard about sick people in China and Italy, and then we even heard about it in New York, and we still thought, maybe this won't affect us. But now we realize that it is true, that none of us are safe until the whole world is safe. So thanks for remembering that phrase. And thanks for calling.
Well, you bet. Yeah, thanks for that input, Dr. Bohr. Dr. James Bohr, our guest here on the Senior Report on the Adult Information Network, brought to you by Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy.